A few months ago, I was talking to a man and his wife who were missionaries in Africa. I asked them what it was that God had used to bring them to the mission field. He had been a pastor of a Presbyterian church in the South when they both began to feel that God was calling them to Africa. They had come up with the usual reasons of why they shouldn't go. They were too old. He was 45. They had too many children. They had 7. And yet, two facts kept coming back to their hearts. One, those without Christ are really lost. And secondly, the Great Commission still stands. So they went and faced some incredibly tough years. They left their beautiful home to live in a bamboo hut in the jungle. Their health and the health of their children was threatened by parasites in the ground, parasites in the water, parasites in the air, parasites in the food, not to mention the many tropical diseases against which they had to be constantly on guard. They found themselves living out the classic missionary scenario, walking for miles through steaming heat, crossing treacherous rivers in dugout canoes, sleeping in rat-infested native huts. But the spiritual darkness around them was worse than the physical hardships. They watched, often in helplessness, as superstition locked people into early death or crippling disease because of fearing the help that was offered. Yes, the spiritual lostness of the people brought these missionaries to Africa, but it was a stronger force that kept them there. God gave them a love for these people, a love that reflected the words of Jesus in John chapter 13, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Christian, that kind of love is needed everywhere. Parent for child, child for parent, spouses for each other, Christian for Christian, and Christian for lost neighbor. Sometimes it takes a mighty work of God for church members to love each other, as for the missionary to love those around him. But that's what God expects of us if we're going to follow him. This is not a love that casually says, "Be warmed and filled," but a love characterized by sacrifice, a love that will roll up its sleeves and go to work. It takes a willingness to give our lives as Christ did, a Christ-inspired, God-given love that knows no limits. Will you ask God for that kind of love? For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.